I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, we did have a show last week. You're right. Ha! Nothing gets by you guys. I can tell. Yes, Fred. You know, Fred has a point. Only the sharpest people watch the Dr. Bill show. I know that's not what you meant. Okay. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm often asked by people who want to know, Dr. Bill, do you really have an imaginary friend? I'm a little concerned. Well, we should all have imaginary friends, because if we didn't all have imaginary friends, they would have nothing to do. I guess. I don't know. Anyway, he's my imaginary friend, and I'll imagine him if I want to. Right, Fred? Yeah. See, good old Fred, he always has a comment. He always has a thought. A witticism. To keep us moving along in the program. Yes. Okay, enough of that. This week, because we didn't have a show last week. See, last week was Memorial Day holiday, and I had Monday off. So I decided, I'm out of here. I didn't even post. I usually at least post a message that says, I'm not going to be doing a show. I didn't. I just left. Me and my family left the state. We went to a hotel room and read Star Trek books until there were no more Star Trek books left to read, at least on our Kindles. And we also went swimming, and it was cold water. It was supposed to be a heated pool. They said, something must be wrong with the heater. Yes. Yes, there was something wrong with the heater. Yeesh. Anyway, I think I would have been actually warmer if I went to the lake where the sun was warming things up. But I didn't. I decided to go to a heated pool. Right. But anyway, it was still fun. We got to eat at Don Pablo's, because we went to Greenville, South Carolina, which is the closest, nearest location of a Don Pablo's restaurant. You say, what's the big deal with Don Pablo's? We just all like Don Pablo's. Particularly the cheddar-y cheese dip stuff. Yes. Anyway, and where else did we? Oh, we went to Fuddruckers too, because the Fuddruckers in Greensboro closed. Whose idea was that? I'm quite ticked off about that. They didn't even tell me that they were going to do it. I would have said, no, no, you're not. Yeah, like that would have worked. But anyway. So we went to Greenville. Now, Greenville, South Carolina, you're probably going, what's in Greenville? Don Pablo's? Fuddruckers. You say, wait a minute, you based your whole vacation on a cold swimming pool and two places to eat. I'm odd. What can I say? Besides, the whole gang, my whole family was in on the silliness. Now, you must admit, I exemplify silliness. Yes. So anyway. Oh yeah, I said we were proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, I know if I didn't do that, you'd probably be going, is this really the Dr. Bill show, or did I tune into some other fuzzy dude? By the way, I have my Chromebook here. There you go, Chrome logo. I have my Chromebook that I'm doing the show from this week. Because the Chromist Netcast that I just started doing, dude, you guys must really like it. The views on YouTube have been phenomenal. That's with a PH, like Fred. Phenomenal. I once said phenomenon to the, and one of my listeners here to the show took me saying phenomenon and put it to the tune of manamana. Manamana, doo 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 doo. I may even have that. Fred, can you find that in the archives? Yep.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
See? How cool is that?
Phenomenon.
Thank you, Fred. See, imaginary friends can be useful. What's up with you guys that don't have imaginary friends? Anyway. So, though you had to wait a week for the show, you must admit the silliness continues. Yes. Okay, let's get into the program, shall we? You're going, yes, let's, because I'm getting bored. All right. MAME goes open source. Now, for those of you not in the know, I actually even had to tell the Game Master about this. I was shocked. Shocked, I say. Shocked and amazed that the Game Master didn't know about MAME. MAME is a program called the Multiple Arcade Machine Emulator. Now, once he knew what I was talking about, he goes, oh, that. He really did know about it. I'm not going to leave it that he didn't know. But he just didn't remember the name was MAME. Okay, anyway, so, in a big shift, the article says, MAME is going open source. MAME, the Multiple Arcade Machine Emulator and darling of fanatical retro arcade gamers, is going open source for the first time in its 18-year history.
Whoa, 18 years. That's older than...
No, it's not older than me, actually. This coming November, I will be 60 years old. How did that happen? Yes, Fred, you're right. Time. Anyway, and next month will be the 10th anniversary of the Dr. Bill Show. Whoa. 10 years of the silliness. Wow. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm digressing considerably here. So, this has apparently confused some around the internet, but it's actually a simple and important distinction. For as long as I can remember, the project has always made the open source available under a modified BSD license that prohibited commercial applications, but it's already up on GitHub, and it's already up on GitHub for a while. But now it's official that anyone can contribute or modify the code base. The current version, MAME 1.61, supports several thousand classic arcade games from the late 1970s through until modern times, which I assume would be now. I'm still not too clear on whether we're really into modern times. But hey. Anyway, there's this guy in China. His name is, I'll find his name here, Lu Dijian. I don't know how to pronounce it. He's chairman of this company called NetDragon WebSoft. Which, if you're Chinese, I'm sure makes sense. But for me, I'm going NetDragon WebSoft? Okay, anyway, it's a Chinese gaming and mobile internet company. But here's where I gotta say I'm down with this dude. And that's this. He is an uber Star Trek fan and decided, well, if I'm going to build a new headquarters for my company, let's build the Enterprise. Ha ha. I mean, check this out. How cool is that? Now, I don't know if you can hear that, but off in the distance, my phone is ringing. They have a long wait. Because I'm not going to answer it. Anyway, the point is, he actually licensed from CBS the rights to build an Enterprise replica. Construction began in 2008, was finished in 2014. The project cost $160 million. Whoa. The building is the only officially licensed Star Trek building on the planet. Cool. I mean, talk about a fan who's an uber fan. This guy, he qualifies, all right? All right, Google I.O. was this week, this past week. Google I.O. is the gathering of developers, and Google likes to share what they've been thinking about for the past year so that the developers can jump on it and start making things. So they had a lot of interesting things to say, but one of the articles that I have here is that 17 million Chromecasts have been sold. Now, when you think about the fact that there's probably 300 million people in the United States, 17 million isn't a huge number of things sold, but they're $35 a piece. You can actually find them for a little less now. And it works very well. I've been saying for a long time, Google Chromecast is awesome. I use mine all the time. People just aren't getting it. But perhaps they'll start getting it now because Google has announced that HBO, the HBO app, is going to be, the on-demand app, is going to be available over Chromecast. And it's also going to support their Nexus Android TV devices. It used to be called Google TV, but that didn't go so well, so now they renamed it to Android TV. Like, that'll help. Anyway, it's cool. Chromecast, they're doing a lot of stuff with it. They're tweaking the... I just got an update a few days ago. Came in and said, you need to update your Chromecast. Let it reboot. Okay. And it did. I like it when they do things automatically. Yes. Anyway, Google Project Jacquard, with a Q, is high-tech clothing. Basically, imagine if I could scroll my mouse by rubbing my shirt. That would be odd. If you sat there and rubbed your arm and moved your mouse. But that's just one idea that you can do with high-tech clothes. Basically, you sew the clothes right into the cloth. They sew the clothes right into the cloth. That's good, wasn't it, Fred? Ha! Let's try that again. Sew the technology right into the cloth. You're not going to let me forget that one, are you? No, I didn't think so. Anyway, also this week, the, what would you call it? The preview version of Android M was released. Now, you know they have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, L, M, right? So, L is the current version, which is Lollipop. They always have to be candy. So, M is going to be like Marshmallow or M&M's or Mars Bar or who knows. Many people are guessing as to what it could be. I'm thinking maybe Marshmallow. Okay, maybe. But we'll see. They could fool us and just call it M. Wouldn't that be weird? They just M. That's it. It's like M&M's with just one M. But whatever. Anyway, so Marcus Brownlee here has a rundown of the new features. And I posted it as a YouTube post on the blog. The blog, of course, by the way, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, you could, if you wanted to support the silliness, like I said, next month will be 10 years of this show. 10 whole years where I've been doing this by myself. It's a lonely job. Anyway, but you could help by being a patron of the show. Go to patreon.com/whack. I like to call it whack. Whack Dr. Bill. Now, don't whack Dr. Bill. I don't want you getting any ideas there, Fred. No, slash. Don't even slash either. That all sounds, you know, like violent. Angle. Nothing works. It's up on the screen. Use that. Whoa. Anyway. So the new features, lots of new features, you should check it out, okay? Things like They changed the way, you know, as a matter of fact, they changed the way the apps are listed when you do a long list of apps that I think looks a little clunky. I kind of go along with Marcus on this. I think they look a little clunky. So hopefully they'll tweak that before they actually do the release. Okay. So, whoa! It's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Now, the Geek Software of the Week this week is an update. Ah, yes, an update because we've decided, I've decided, after all, I'm the one that is doing the show. You don't get a vote, Fred. If he did, you wouldn't want to see what he, okay, never mind. Anyway, a former Geek Software of the Week that has been updated to a new version is FNR. Find and replace. Now, I know this sounds really boring, but it's really not. Okay? I had a whole directory full of files, actually multiple directories of files, that I had a string in there that I had to replace. Should I tell that story? Should I tell that story, Fred? Okay. Here's what happened. I submitted a new channel to Roku, okay, that I'm working on for somebody. And they came back. Normally, they just say, okay, sure, we'll approve it. It goes into the channel store. But this time, they go, oh, no, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. They got it really picky. It was just a bit annoying, okay, but I understand they're trying to keep the quality up and all those kinds of things. I understand. I'm not upset about that. But one of the things that they were complaining about is that on this particular channel, all the comments were a list of the RSS feed for the channel. And they were like, well, that's not very meaningful. And I got to thinking about it. I mean, you got to pretty much be a hyper geek to even care what the RSS feed is for the channel. So I was like, okay, I'll change it to something else. Well, that meant that in all the text files that represented each individual video in multiple directories on this website, I had to change that RSS feed URL, which was at least exactly the same thing in every one of those files, to something else. So I thought to myself, there's got to be a way to globally do a find and replace. And then I went, there was a Geek Software of the Week about that. I went back and looked, and sure enough, and it had been updated. I got the updated version, and it's awesome. It's one of those Geek Software of the Weeks that you just gotta have, okay? So rush out to get FNR. And it's only one file. You don't even have to install it. You just download it, run the file. That's it. And it's so cool. So if you're looking to, if you, and here's the other thing. It even has command line tools. This tiny little file. It's awesome. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week, check it out. Some Geek Software of the Weeks change your life. This is one of them. Okay, last item for this week is Google has open sourced the Roboto font. Now this is the font that since Jelly Bean, the version called J, you know, Jelly Bean, it has been the standard font in Android and Chrome and everything else. And it's called Roboto. Yes! Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. If you do that to the Game Master, I'm just telling you, my son, the Game Master, if you do that to him, he will look like I'm going to rip your nose off and stuff it down your shorts. It's not a good thing. He does not like people singing that song. See, he's a big Japanese, he's a Japanophile. He loves Japanese things. And he took Japanese as his language in high school and college, and can actually speak Japanese. Me, I speak English and geek, which is a little bit elite speak, okay? And just a smidgen of Klingon. Kapla! Yes. But he he speaks actual Japanese. And so he gets a little annoyed when people are going, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, domo tomo. Just warning you. Unless you want to proverbially get his goat, don't do it. So anyway, why would you want his goat? I don't know. His goat is well armed, as is he himself. He's a sword dude. He loves swords. He has swords and stars and nunchucks and things that go bump on your head. Anyway. So the whole point is here that Google is open sourcing. I love the fact that Google supports open source so well. Google is open sourcing the signature font for Android and Chrome, and it's their latest free gift to the world, as the article says from Greenbot. Derek Walter wrote the article. And it says, Google announced that the Roboto font family is open source and has posted the entire code on GitHub. This means that not only are you allowed to use Roboto without running into copyright issues, but you can also tweak and modify it to your own purposes. The story behind the story, Google first introduced Roboto with Android Jelly Bean 4.0. Since then, it's become the default font for both Android and Chrome and has become a major stylistic component of Google's identity and its material design aesthetic. The open source move aligns with Google's approach to most of its products, making them free and customizable while hopefully garnering goodwill and community feedback. And even though Jim Bob, not his real name, my friend at work, thinks Google is the devil, they're nice guys. I know, I just made Jim Bob cringe. But that's okay. I'm using a Google Chrome, Jim Bob. Think what you will. Anyway, join me for the Chromist, the next Chromist netcast, which will be coming up eventually, soon, hopefully. We'll be talking about what the Chrome OS is, actually. I'll tell you a little secret. It's actually Linux. That's why I use it. Because Linux is winning! Dude. Okay, so, enough of that. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.